everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. My name is Eric Mills. I'm with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing for the U.S. OEM team at Microsoft. And I am joined today by my friend Bill Hirsch from DNH. Hi, Bill.
Howdy, Eric. How you doing?
Doing well, my friend. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity. What's going on?
You know, we're going to get to talk about servers today, Bill. Do you like to talk about servers?
In my sleep, when I'm awake, all the time.
All right.
Servers are good.
Let's do it. So can you start off by telling us what you do at DNH, Bill Hirsch?
I am the solutions coordinator here, which means I work with a team of two other guys on designing and building out end-to-end solutions for our customers. But by extension, I also work with a lot of the product teams here internally, and we work with hundreds, depending on how broadly you want to count it, thousands of our resellers, and doing the same thing, making product recommendations, helping to get through tech tweaks and tech concerns and that sort of thing.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you talk server all day, every day.
Yes, and love it.
All right, great. Well, let's start off by, for those people that may not be familiar with DNH Distributing, can you just give us an overview of the server offerings that you guys have?
Sure. Well, DNH is one of the tier one distributors. We work very closely with our particular market, which happens to be the small side of SMB. So a lot of small system builders, a lot of small VARs. I will tell you that in the past, this fiscal year, which started May 1st, we've started growing that business into a larger VAR channel as well. But when it comes to server offerings, we have a little bit of everything. We are direct with HPE. We're direct with Lenovo, and we have separate teams for ThinkServer and SystemX, so we're covered all the way around there. We have Cisco's UCS system, but then on the white box side, we're one of Intel PCSD's number one server disties. We've got an excellent Supermicro relationship, and we are just launching a relationship with QuantiQCT. So as we move into the mid-market and into the larger data center space, we're going to have access to everything from the small things for our guys that are handling their 5 and 10 person accountant shops to, you know, if Microsoft needs to build another data center here in the mid-state anywhere, we've got you hooked up.
All right. Great. Nice overview. Thank you. So you have a wide range of offerings.
That's we do.
Great. What are some key considerations that someone may need to think through when they're purchasing maybe either their first server or maybe their 10th server? What are some key things they need to consider?
The things that we always recommend they consider are the actual job that this machine is going to do and how important that job actually is. What we find is as we deal with the small side of the business world, organizations are very price conscious. And they're very quick to say, we don't need this, we don't need that, we don't need that, until something breaks and they discover that some part of their business is irrevocably gone. That's a concern. So what we like to do is point out, look, when you're building a server, it's not just another PC. You know, building a $300 box is not going to do the job. You need redundancy. You need fault tolerance. You need a machine that's not going to stop, bulletproof. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to have every bell and whistle in the world. It simply has to be strong and built to take everything that electronics and technology can do to a machine. And then we look at what's the server actually doing? How important is it going to be in a business? And for a lot of small businesses, it's the only server in there, which means that all of their data is there. Their accounts payable, their accounts receivable, their customer lists, and anything that has to do with their vendors, with any part of their business is on that computer. And a lot of companies take it for granted until one day something goes away. And again, in a lot of cases, you can't get that back. So then what did your business make last year? Because all of a sudden, that's what that data is worth to you right now. If you don't have that data back, you may not be in business any longer. And we don't want them to be there. So we work very hard at maintaining that balance between got to take care of the business and can't take all the money from the business. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Good answer. So, you know, when someone's considering that first server, a lot of times they do consider maybe a desktop machine instead of a server.
Absolutely.
They don't take into account the fault tolerance and the redundancy like you mentioned. So, you know, a server's got redundant power supplies and hard drives and parts that are meant to run 24/7.
Exactly. So you get it. But there's so many of our guys out there that it's really hard to make that argument to an end user when you've got a company that, you know, hasn't cracked a million a year yet, and you're asking for $4,000 or $5,000 for a server. That's a ton of money. You know, that's a big chunk of money. And so we just look at, okay, what's it going to be worth to you long term? And more importantly, what's it going to be worth if you don't have it?
Sure. So that's we've kind of covered first server there. What about someone that's already bought a few servers and they're maybe trying to standardize on one particular size or form factor or manufacturer? Would you have any advice or any thoughts around key considerations for those folks that are trying to decide, you know, maybe my fifth server, what does that need to look like?
And anytime that somebody is moving into a progression on their IT infrastructure, we urge them to take a look at a couple of things. The first one is standardization, because if your components come from a minimum number of manufacturers, it's very easy to say, okay, this problem is yours, whether it's this side of the problem or that side of the problem. Whereas if you go for, I got this and this and this and this from 20 different manufacturers, 20 different vendors, there's a bigger concern there. We also recommend that you look for stuff that is industry standard, that has been tested and beat up and blown up by other bigger companies for, you know, years or months or weeks before, so that you know you're not getting into any trouble with, I've got the newest, greatest thing, and oh, nobody figured this out until I tried it. Oh, heck, that's a problem. In a lot of cases, we're recommending standardization on rack mount servers, because physical security is easier with a rack mount. It's easier to grow your IT infrastructure with a rack mount. And contrary to a lot of thoughts, rack mount doesn't mean I have to put a 42 or 48U rack right in the middle of your sales floor. We have a lot of small racks, and we have a lot of customers that are doing a lot with small racks and even silent racks. So if you need to, you can have the server rack, so to speak, the 15U server rack, under the desk at the doctor's office, and nobody knows it's there but you, the VAR. And so we try to get them to look further than this year, next year, look 5 years down the road, and plan for that, because you don't want to spend more of their money than you have to.
Sure. Makes sense. Good. So D&H has been a great partner to Microsoft for many years. When someone's considering their next Microsoft project, why should they consider buying from D&H?
Oh, wow. I can give you a lot of reasons there. The first one is the fact that the people that work on the Microsoft team at D&H have been with Microsoft for a long time. We understand the values that Microsoft brings to bear. We also understand the values that our system builders bring to Microsoft. We work very hard at merging those two so that Microsoft and our VARs are well aware of each other and what each other brings. In addition, without being obnoxious here, there's a lot of nerds on the team here at D&H. There's a lot of people that we get this. We're down here running the servers all day. We're setting up infrastructure. We set up our RDS servers. We have our own Office 365 subscription, so we know if something breaks, what it looks like and how to fix it. A lot of the pain that our customers feel at some point or another, we've tried out so that we can go to them and say, no, it doesn't need to work that way. You can work it this way, and it's even better. In addition to that, we cover, I think, one of the broadest ranges of Microsoft products that you're going to find. We have OEM software, we have volume licensing, we have retail product, although we recommend that strictly for a consumer market. And we will help you to pick the right stuff. And I should mention there, as we're talking about this, that I had mentioned earlier both HP and Lenovo. We have our OK part, the reseller option kit product, for all of our HP and Lenovo products. So no matter what you're buying, if there's a better fit than another, we're going to recommend you get the right thing for your purchase today, and not just, here's my standard product, you know, I hope it works for you.
Right. So you mentioned ROK. So that's the reseller option kit for
yes, sir.
You may not know. So that's the HP and the Lenovo branded Windows server that D&H offers when people purchase the Lenovo hardware and the HP hardware, right?
Correct, sir. Yes.
Okay. Great. So just in general, why should someone become a D&H customer? There's a lot of places to buy stuff. What really differentiates you guys?
What differentiates D&H is our service. We are here to work with our customers. Let me give you some background. Every customer here at D&H has a personal account rep and has a personal credit rep. So we don't have a pool, so to speak. You don't have to hit a certain level to get access to a human being here. We're all in central Pennsylvania, so you're not going to run into overseas support. There are people that have challenges with that, and I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm simply saying that you're not going to run into that challenge here at D&H. In addition, you're going to find that we are long-term here. I've been here 16 years, and there are people that look at me and say, you're new. You know, we're here for a long time, and that helps us to get very ingrained with what we're doing. And then I would say probably most importantly is for you to bear in mind that we're an employee-owned company. So every time a customer's talking to us, you're talking to an owner. You're talking to someone who's invested in making the right decision for the customer. We've been around for 97 years now. It's a long time. And we've gotten there by taking care of our customers. We're a fully private company, employee-owned. We're not subject to the whims of Wall Street. We're going to make the same deal for you today, tomorrow, the next day, and we're going to do everything we can to earn your business and not you know, just play numbers games with you.
Sure. All right, yeah, great answer, Bill. You know, one of the things I love about D&H is your solutions lab and the work you've done there.
Thank you.
Yeah, so for folks that don't know, the D&H Solutions Lab is a huge asset for learning about technology. And Bill does a great job with his team at D&H of not only talking about what problems does this technology solve, but also digging in and showing you how to do some of the configuration and how to set things up and how to actually use it to solve everyday problems. So the Solutions Lab, I think, is just a great asset at D&H.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. We've worked hard to make it valuable for our customers because there's so much technology out there. There are so many different ways to go, and especially in the software side with what Microsoft's done over the past 5 years and especially the past 12 months, there are so many new things that add so much value. And typically in the VAR channel, those guys are busy. They're running a business, so we do our very best to get as much education out there that's short and sweet and to the point and useful as we possibly can. Thanks for the recognition. We appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Hey, speaking of short and sweet, we're about to wrap up here. Is there any specific thing that you'd like people to do to find out more about what you're doing there, D&H?
Well, if you're already a D&H customer and happen to run across this and stick out of interest, I'd recommend that you check out the Solutions Lab page at dnh.com/solutionslab. If you are not a D&H customer, I encourage you to join us. We do not have any sort of application fee. It's free sign up. We're very easy to work with, and especially if you're a smaller customer and you're yearning for somebody to talk to on a regular basis, D&H is the place to go. And you'll find us at www.dandh.com.
All right, great. Bill Hirsch from D&H Distributing, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
This has been another episode of OEM TV. Thanks, everyone, for joining. We'll see you next time.